You met John in the first chapter. Let's get to know him better and listen to what he has to say about his preferences one more time. When you discover or know what a person likes or dislikes, the next step is to try to find out why they do or don't like something. By doing this, you may discover more preferences and learn more about what is important to them. For example, the reason John likes to go to the nature preserve by his house is because, 1, he knows the trails there, it is familiar. 2, it is close to home. 3, he likes the woods, being in the trees. 4, and he loves that he can go there by himself and be independent. Having specific information on people's preferences and using it promotes consistency. For John, this knowledge can help increase his independence because now you know that he knows the trail well and doesn't get lost.